It's Pink Dat Month. Linda Cassidy on the phone with Dr. Nelly Owen, hematologist and oncologist at West Jefferson Medical Center. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Linda?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much. Let's get into some senior women's health issues. You know, what do senior women have to watch out for health-wise, and what proactive steps can be taken to help stay healthy?
So women at any age need to take care of themselves, and they do a great job. But older women, they tend to develop more chronic conditions such as osteoarthritis, hypertension, osteoporosis. But again, the risk of developing breast cancer increases as we age as a woman. It does not decrease with age.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important for women to continue doing their regular mammogram, follow up with their OBGYN and their primary care physician.
Right. So stay on top of it. No matter how old we get, we continue with our mammograms. Obviously, talking to our physician about how often, et cetera, because it does change, right?
There is some differences in different institutions on how to proceed after the age of 75. You know, it's a discussion between the patient and the physician. Mm-hmm. If the patient is healthy, she does not have comorbidities, we advise the patient to continuously do her mammogram after the age of 75, since women are aging longer and we're seeing cancer at an advanced stage in the 80s and above.
Doctor, what's the most prevalent cancer you're seeing in senior women right now?
The most common, cancer that we see in women is lung cancer. So
okay.
Breast cancer is the most common malignancy in women in the United States and is second only to lung cancer as a cause of cancer death. American Cancer Society has estimated that 279,000 Americans will be diagnosed with breast cancer and 42,690 will die of this disease in the United States in 2020. This is a very common type of cancer, and women, it's very easily preventable or diagnosed at an early stage. So I advise every woman to continuously do their mammograms.
Lastly, I have to ask, is there a stage we get to as women in life where we can just stop the pelvic exams? Or is that just not advised at all?
Usually they recommend after the age of 65 to stop having pap smears.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is not for every woman.
Sure.
It depends on every case. If this woman had previously pre-malignant lesions, if she has multiple medical problems and on immunosuppressive therapy, these are high risk of developing cervical cancer, and we recommend them to continuously follow up with their OBGYN and have regular pelvic exams and pap smears.
That's Dr. Nelly Owen, hematology and oncology at West Jefferson Medical Center. Thank you, doctor. Have a wonderful day.
Same to you, Linda.